Unit 14. Jumping to conclusions. Jumping to conclusions is a term used to describe when people make decisions regarding situations without taking into consideration all of the facts involved. This often leads to conclusions that are misleading or untrue. For example, someone might come to the conclusion that a person they like is ghosting them on social media because they don't respond to their messages, when in fact the person accused of ghosting may just have lost or misplaced their smartphone. People jump to conclusions all of the time, even though doing so can lead to a variety of issues, some of which can have serious consequences. For example, Jerome Groopman, author of How Doctors Think, says that most incorrect diagnoses are due to physicians' misconceptions of their patients, not technical mistakes like a faulty lab test. These misconceptions are often the result of preconceived notions physicians have regarding their patients based on age, sex, or ethnicity. There are many examples where physicians jumped to conclusions that caused more harm than good in the treatment of their patients. Researchers have identified several common ways people jump to conclusions. Casual assumption. This involves making assumptions based on previous knowledge, experience, or beliefs. For example, seeing a restaurant with a shabby exterior and immediately deciding that the food they serve must not be good. Fortune telling. This involves assuming that you can predict what will happen in certain situations in the future. For example, thinking that failing an English test is inevitable no matter how much you prepare, so you don't even bother to study for it. Mind reading. This involves assuming that you can tell what other people are thinking without any evidence to back up this assumption. For example, thinking that your boss doesn't like you just because he didn't smile when you greeted him, and you wonder what you did wrong. Labeling. This involves making generalizations about people based on stereotypes associated with the religious, political, racial, gender, or age group they are a part of. For example, assuming that all old people are bad drivers. Jumping to conclusions is not necessarily a bad thing to do. After all, our cognitive system relies on mental shortcuts, which are often called rules of thumb or educated guesses, to increase the speed of our judgment and decision-making processes in our daily lives. Oftentimes, the conclusions we arrive at appear to be correct, but unfortunately, many times they can also be wrong. The main way to avoid jumping to conclusions is to make sure to use a valid, evidence-based reasoning process to come to conclusions, instead of relying on intuitive judgments that are based on insufficient data. It is a good idea to slow down, collect all of the facts, and then come to a conclusion based on those facts, and not just your gut instinct. Doing so could drastically reduce the number of awkward social situations you experience in your life.